Good morning. My name is Raymond Ang. We are from the Chinese University of Hong Kong and Institute for Infocom Research in Singapore. The topic of today's presentation is score fusion and calibration in multiple language detection with large performance variation. So score fusion and calibration are not clearly defined to the best of our knowledge, but in this paper we will define that to be a process which combines or and adjust the numerical values of scores from one or multiple detector systems for a low detection costs. So to be more particular, think of this. We have a multi-dimensional score factors from different detector systems or even different language detectors. And what we want to have is to combine these multi-dimensional factors in some way to obtain a scalar decision to the detection of a particular language, say. So the question involved includes how to adjust or combine the numerical value of scores and whether or not we need some criteria to guide these adjustments. So to name a few common approaches to fusion and calibration, we can just find like two detection systems and combine the score linearly with an arbitrary weight. And linear discriminant analysis and Gaussian backend is another popular approach which assumes the multidimensional score factors of different detection classes falls into a normal distribution. Another popular approach is the logistic regression backend, which combines the detection scores with the maximum posterior probability criteria. And these methods, many of these could be approximated by affine or linear transformations. So in this paper, we're going to focus in performance variation. It is a vaguely defined term, but generally we are going to cover the scenario where we will face performance variation among different detector systems or performance variation among different language detectors. So in the following, we'll have multi-class logistic regression to deal with the situation of variation among detector systems and erroneous deviation calibration to deal with the situation of variation among different languages. So this is the scenario we have. We tested with the NIST LRE209, and what we are having is one phonotactic system and one prosodic system. You can see the huge performance variation between these two systems. So for the prosodic systems, the EER of languages would range from like 6% to 27%. Intuitively, we would hope to use the prosodic detectors which are more reliable. I mean, these languages which have low errors, and then we put more weight on it because it should be more reliable. So we want to investigate the parameter setting in the common multi-class logistic regression setting, and we're going to demonstrate error reduction of the C average score by the prosodic system. So this is the MRL setup. We have two language detector system, PH phonotactic one and the PR prosodic one. We have the likelihood scores for trial K in language target language NT. So we just do a linear combination of the two system scores. What we want to find is the linear combination weights beta and the bias factor gamma. So in MRL, we just consider this equation and then we optimize the beta and gamma with a maximum posterior probability criteria. This is the equation. So this term here is the posterior probability of the class NT, and we just use a selection function to choose all those in-class data. And finally, we combine the posterior probability of all different classes to have a general posterior probability measure. So to cope with the large performance variation, we just do a very slight changes to the algorithm. We will test the language-specific beta, which means we're going to use different betas for different detector languages, because we believe that there are some prosodic, some languages which behave well in the prosodic system, and some languages which behave badly in the prosodic system. And we're going to try also to remove the gamma, the bias factor, in the MRL to see whether there are any effects in this particular case where we have bad performing prosodic systems. So the in implementation, we just follow the multi-class focal toolkit and do a slight modification in code. Then we go to Arrhenius deviation calibration for dealing with the problem of variation among different detector languages. In LRE, there are pairs of related languages in the year 2009. So these pairs of languages becomes a bottleneck for the detection of different languages. To be more particular, we look at the EL generally is 4%, but when we focus on particular languages, say Bosnian, we will have an error of 20%. This is the error from the phonotactic prosodic combined fusion systems. And the confusions between particular language pairs, say Bosnian and Croatian, can be as high as 24%. And the situation is the same for Hindi. We can find a serious confusion between Hindi and Urdu. So a calibration algorithm based on minimum Arrhenius deviation was proposed earlier. And in this algorithm, we hypothesize that there are pairs of detectors which contain similar and complementary information because we have said about serious confusion between pairs of languages. So we look at the likelihood ratio between target language and one of the confusion languages, so we call that related languages. So on top of the MRR, we find the optimal combination of alpha. That means the lambda is already the result after MRR. And then we do a second time calibration and find the optimal alpha parameter. The score transformation is same as that we've seen in MRR, is also affine. But since we have been talking about confusion between particular pairs of languages, so we confined our calibrations to selected data subsets. Of course, it's not possible for us to guess or to know in advance whether a particular trial belongs to this related language pairs or not. So we use a heuristic just to choose the best two score among the multi-class score factor and to guess, to obtain the estimated trials for our calibrations. So this is the optimization equation for us to find the optimal parameter alpha. We just start with this difference term here first. Lambda minus the theta is just deviation of the lambda, the error out from the reference beta, which essentially is the detection threshold. And this yk is a label function. It has a positive value for imposter data and has a negative value for in-class data. By having the product of this y and the difference term, we can have a positive value for Arrhenius detection and negative values for correct detections. So optimizations here only concerned with the positive value here. So we are optimizing towards a minimum total Arrhenius deviation, but not the ones with the correct detections. We have two parameters here. There's an epsilon and also the n, which are kind of the application-dependent parameters. If we adjust the epsilon, it just shifts the detection threshold. If we adjust the n, it scales the importance of detection misses versus false alarm. So here is a brief comparison between the MLR and our proposed calibration algorithm. They are the same in that both algorithms about a fine transformation of score, but the MLR focus in the maximum posterior probability criteria, whereas our algorithm is optimizing towards a minimum Arrhenius deviation. MLR use a global data set, and in our implementation, we use selected data subsets. And MLR is a standalone process. Our calibration algorithm operates on top of MLR. MLR is application independent, and ours have specific parameter settings for epsilon and the importance against misses or false alarms. So the shortcomings of our proposed calibration algorithm is that target languages to be calibrated, which means the target language related languages has to be predetermined in advance. We want to enhance the calibration algorithm by allowing on-the-fly selection of the target languages for calibration, such that this calibration algorithm can work like in the general situations. we go back to our original hypothesis that log likelihood ratios for NT and NR contain similar and complementary information, and we do a post hoc analysis for the scores of the 23 detectors in the RE209. We just enumerate all pairs from the 23 detectors, and we plot all the likelihood scores of target classes NT against all other classes NR. And we have interesting finding that for those related languages, which means, say, Hindi and Urdu, we can see a very strong correlation of scores for the imposter's caste data that actually matches the original hypothesis that if we want to find pairs of language detectors to calibrate, they have to contain similar and complementary information. So this is just another proof of our original hypothesis. So this is the case where the two language detectors are not so similar. We do not see a very high correlations in the imposter class data. So here we propose just impose two heuristics. First, we impose a minimum correlation of 0.9 between two detectors before calibration mechanisms can be invoked. And for every target class NT, we just find a language with the highest correlation NR to act as a pair or detector for calibrations. So here's the experiment. We do the experiment with the NIST language recognition evaluation 209, closed set 30 seconds language detection task. We start with the phonotactic PPR VSM system with a C average of 4.69%. And we do the LDA Gaussian back end at the front end. I mean, before our calibration algorithms. And we carry out four experimental tasks. First is we try different MLR settings. Second, we try the on-the-fly selection of the target language pairs. And we also see the new results of this on-the-fly selection with the minimum erroneous deviation calibration, and we analyze the calibration results. So this is the MLR results for different parameter settings. Originally, we have 4.69% C average scores. We found that the language dependence beta, which means the second row here, only give a marginal error reduction, which is actually not what we have expected. And the best results we have is here with language dependence beta and also with the bias factor gamma presence. There is about 10.5 relative reduction of the C average MLR with this setting. So then we use our correlation methods to find the NTNR pairs for further calibration. So this is the pair, 23 pairs we've found. The red lines will highlight the pairs of related languages listed by the specification in NIST 209. We found that the correlation method recovers all language pairs which are specified as mutually intelligible except for Russian and Ukrainian. And in fact, even if we use Ukrainian scores to calibrate Russian, we found that the error did not reduce, which means in terms of the data, the two language detectors are not really similar. So high correlation in imposter data is necessary but not actually sufficient condition for a calibration algorithm to work effectively, and we'll see in the following slides. With these 23 pairs of similar languages, we carry out the minimum erroneous deviation calibration. The C average reduces from 4.2% to 3.31%. And as we have said, there may be some language pairs which may not be really useful. So we look into the error statistics of each specific languages. So we break the C average function into C detect and also P miss and P false alarm of different target languages. And we enumerate the best three languages here on the first table and the worst three languages in the table in the bottom. We have a very interesting finding that the polarity, positive or negative, of the alpha parameter actually correspond to the preference we need towards miss or false alarm. If we are having a positive alpha, actually the minimum erroneous deviation calibration will give us a smaller PMIS. And if we have a negative alpha, then the final result will have a fewer false alarm. And then we look back in the errometric equation here. Actually, the PMIS is having a larger weight in the overall C average equations. So we're going to decide to prefer fewer misses, and then we're going to impose another constraint to force the alpha to be positive. So this is the final results we have. At the bottom, you see with this final constraint of forcing alpha to be positive, the C average further reduced to 3.1%, and the DET curve of different stages of the calibrations we have introduced is shown here. It's interesting to see that at the stages before we carry out the minimum RNS deviation calibration, we look at the DET curve here. In the region of a high false alarm, we can see that there are also high misses, which means there are, in this region, there are some in-class data where the log likelihood scores locates very negative, and the RNS deviation calibration just kind of rescue these very negative score, and the final DET curve seems to be look more symmetric than the original curves. So here's the conclusion of the today's presentation. We have introduced different parameter settings for the multiple logistic regression with variation among detector systems, and we have also enhanced our minimum RNS deviation calibration algorithm such that there are on-the-fly selection of related language pairs, and we have also added an extra optimization constraint in calibration algorithm to suppress detection misses. So this work is quite important in the sense that it can bring this calibration algorithm towards a more general applicability of the calibration algorithm. We have tested this algorithm with the RRE-2007 dataset, where we did not expect any performance variation among detectors, and it really works in a way that it doesn't harm the performance. And we're going to extend this algorithm to a situation where we're going to consider multiple related languages, and in this scenario, the like correlation method and also choosing which pairs or choosing what data sets to calibrate will become difficult and very different, and we're going to work on that in future. That's the end of today's presentation. Thank you very much.
The time for questions?
I actually had one that, you stated early on, you said that you found the prosodic system would be more reliable. You thought that the prosodic system was more reliable than that kinetic?
No, I mean, in our prosodic system, performance between different languages vary a lot. So there are some languages in the prosodic system we think it should be more reliable than other languages in the prosodic systems.
Yeah, the other question I had was, you showed as your baseline, you just used the phonetic system. Did you? But I didn't see anything where you took the phonetic and prosodic through the standard LDA plus Gaussian factor. Is there a reason that was missing?
On
the debt curve.
So actually, it's the 4.2%. And we did.
The class regression. I'm asking about the top one. You have system PH only, which is
yes.
Get LDA plus Gaussian, the classic.
We didn't show that. The reason is that with the normal LDA, we have less than like 5% relative improvement of adding the prosodic system.
Okay. Any questions? I guess then the last one I'll talk to you with, looking at this. So you, as I understood it, you took the multi-class regression system, but you applied it pairwise. You trained up pairs,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
How did the performance work when you used the multi-class as a multi-class logistic regression? Not by pairs, but actually taking in the vector scores and running it through the normal way.
The situation will become very different in multi-class, because as I've shown here, when there are two classes, then we can have very clear correlation between two detectors. But when they are multi-class, then you will see like different tails because the score is now multidimensional. Then we cannot find correlation anymore. So the situation is quite different and more complex than this one. If we did not, we are now in the stage of doing that, and hopefully you'll see the results soon.
So you didn't run the baseline of just doing the multi-class logistic regression?
Multi-class.
I'm not talking about trying to get the pairs. I meant the standard, just out of the box, like how Foucault works. It's just
okay.
Run the vector on that. Did that run? I missed it a bit. Was that the baseline? I thought that was LDA plus Gaussian.
That's the 4.2% you've seen. Oh, this one. Sorry.
Is that the multi-class or pairs?
That is multi-class. That is before we run the pairs.
Oh,
yes.
All right. Anything else? John?
Just a quick question. So, philosophically, are you advocating that you have one out ratio technique and you have two languages that are very, very close?
Yes, exactly. Same as what we've said at the beginning, we just view the score calibration or fusion as a problem of combining a multi-dimensional score factor to a scale decisions. So we don't care whether this multi-dimensional score factor comprises scores from different detection systems or scores from different language detectors. We just view that as a general, generic multidimensional score factor and try to find ways to combine them.
All right, well, let's thank the speaker again.